by American Public Media and Krista Tippett's new book, Speaking of Faith, the Book, A Chronicle of Religion in Our Time, in bookstores now.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 24th of April, 2007. It's the birthday of Sue Grafton, born Louisville, 1940, known for her novels featuring the female private eye Kinsey Millhone. Sue Grafton, who grew up with two alcoholic parents, later said, "When you grow up in a dysfunctional household, you quickly tune into what's going on under the surface. From age 5 or 6, I was scanning, figuring out all the stuff not being discussed." She got the idea for her first mystery novel when she was in the middle of a custody battle with her second husband. She started fantasizing about murdering him, and then she said, "I knew I couldn't pull it off, so I decided to just put this in a book and get paid for it." The book came out in 1982. A is for Alibi. It was a huge success. She's published many more novels in the same series. C is for Corpse, D is for Deadbeat, E is for Evidence, and plans to go on writing until she comes to the end. Z is for Zero. It's the birthday of the poet and novelist Robert Penn Warren, born in Guthrie, Kentucky, 1905. Went to Vanderbilt, planned to major in chemistry. Then he took an English class with John Crow Ransom, and that persuaded him to become a writer. Was so impressed by T.S. Eliot's poem, The Wasteland, that he memorized it. Took a job teaching at Louisiana State University at a time when the governor was Huey Long, and that became the subject of Robert Penn Warren's best-selling novel, All the King's Men. It won the Pulitzer Prize in 1946. And it's the birthday of Anthony Trollope, born in London, 1815. He was a postal clerk in London. Had some unhappy love affairs. He was trying to write, trying to pay his bills. And then he was transferred to Ireland, and that got him away from the scene of all of his failures. He developed a happy social life. He fell in love. He got married. And he began to write fiction. He wrote fiction as he was working full-time for the post office. And in just 11 years, between 1855 and 66, Trollope published 6 novels about the families of an imaginary county, Barsetshire, The Warden and Barchester Towers and The Last Chronicle of Barset, all of them bestsellers. To turn out his novels, Trollope woke up every morning at 4 and wrote for 3 hours. He produced about 1,000 words an hour. So in less than 40 years, he published 47 novels and books of essays and sketches. Anthony Trollope said, "A small daily task, if it be really daily, will beat the labors of a spasmodic Hercules." The hardworking Anthony Trollope, who said, "Of the needs a book has, the chief need is that it be readable." Here's a poem for today, a poem by the English poet John Betjeman, about an elevator operator, the lift man. "In uniform behold me stand, the lovely lift at my command. I press the button, pop, and down I go below the town. The walls rise up as I go down, and in the basement stop. For weeks I've worked a morning shift on this old way good Otis lift. And goodness, don't I love to press the knob that shuts the gate when customers are shouting, 'Wait!' and soar to floors above. I see them from my iron cage, their faces looking up in rage. And then I call, 'First floor, perfume and ladies' underwear. No, sir, up only, use the stair,' and up again we soar. The second floor for kitty goods and kitty pants and pixie hoods. The third floor, restaurant. And here the people always try to find one going down, so I am not the lift they want. On the roof garden floor alone, I wait for ages on my own, high, high above the crowds. Oh, let them rage and let them ring, for I am out of everything, alone among the clouds." The Lift Man by John Betjeman, from his collected poems, published by Ferrer, Strauss, and Giroux, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, sponsor of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at AmericanLifeAndPoetry.org. Our technical director is Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.